of kid.
All I gotta say is Portland can't say shit.
It's scintillating. It's sensational. It's Seattle Sounders FC soccer.
Welcome to Sounders Scuttlebutt, and hey baby, I hear the Blues are calling, tossed salad and scrambled eggs. And maybe I seem a bit confused, yeah maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with these Sounders and their scrambled eggs. Hey Cameron, how are you doing? My Alliance Council President, Grill FC President,
Independent Supporters Council
Communications guy.
Doing good.
How you doing, man?
It's hard to say, right? Because
I'm Aaron, by the way.
Hey, Aaron.
Sorry.
I attended today's Mariners game, and it was one of the worst Mariners games I've ever seen, and that's saying a lot. But in one plus inning, they made like 8 defensive mistakes. Only, I think, 2 counted as errors. But I've never seen a game where you had 2 passed balls lead to players being able to advance to first base, let alone lost balls on transfers, just not being able to pick up the ball. It was wild. Sell the team. That's all I got to say. So in retrospect, Sounders fans have been treating – there's a segment of the Sounders population, especially on Twitter, that have been treating the Sounders like they're the Mariners – and I find it absurd, because I think what we saw this past weekend shows that they're ready to become the team we thought they were going to be and win the Western Conference.
Well, you got my ears perked up. Wasn't expecting you to say that because I feel a little bit differently. But if you could tell by my attempt at a silly intro, today's episode is going to be more about therapy and trying to let's take 30,000 feet, look at where we're at.
Do you have a beer?
Obviously, I do have a beer.
That's good therapy.
Yes, very good. It's a local Ranier, 16 ounce. So let's get it started. You drinking water today?
And I have a very special cola from a obscure cola company. It is a Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. Who knows, maybe one day they'll be big. I love Coke Zero. Not as much as the old Coke Zero, but still.
I'm just classic Coke for me, man.
Coke, new Coke? You're a big new Coke fan?
I'm not a big soda fan anyway. I love
Crystal
beer.
Pepsi? How about that? Were you into that?
Never heard of it.
Well, never heard of it. I will say my evening has included run-ins on Twitter with people who say we should sell the ownership of the Sounders should sell the team because they haven't made a major signing in 6 years. Apparently De La Vega isn't a major signing. Keeping Christian isn't a major signing. JP wasn't a major signing. Wild. Rusnak wasn't a major signing. It's wild to me. And I actually used your video that is up on Scuttlebutt, SFC Scuttlebutt Twitter. And this shows how key he was in that game that we won the Champions League. And again, the guy was like, yeah, look how awful he is in these plays. And I'm just like, some of you are morons, not our listeners. Our listeners are bright, intelligent, funny, good-looking.
Empathetic.
Empathetic people who make the world a better place.
That's the essence of Scuttlebutt. Yeah. No, I saw that. And here, there are people that are like that, and they're just going to be like that, right? And there are also people that are just reactionary, and they're emotional, and that's fine. Because right now, we're the bottom of the table. I'm angry about that, right? And yeah, there are, I think we shouldn't, we could have done things with the injuries that we've been dealt, I think, and still had better performances. I think we've there's some sort of lack of confidence I've seen on the field. It just doesn't look like the quality is there. It's also, you take 30,000 feet, like I was saying earlier, and we haven't had a consistent lineup because we haven't been able to put one out with red cards and injuries, right? That Atencio red card, I think, was a huge deal in retrospect when you look at how with Obed's injury during the week leading up to the match.
Yeah, that was unexpected, last week, right? But
yeah,
him being out, major difference.
Yeah, so, I mean, even when we're trying to be as consistent as possible with the injuries we've been dealt with, we can't. And if you don't have consistency, you're not going to have any cohesion. And I think that's what we're struggling with. And you can't just make it work. You know, I still think we probably could have had a win out of any of these matches, at least one. What we were concerned about is stringing up some losses during this De La Vega injury window. On top of all the other injuries, right? That was like, okay, shit, let's just take a step back now that he's injured and realize we're not going to be winning games here, but let's not lose too many. That we're at a point now, I feel like we're at the floor, literally bottom of the table. If we don't bounce back this week against Montreal, I am going to start feeling concerned for the long run of the season, right? This is a hole we're digging and it's getting deep. I think we can still make the playoffs right now. And that's, I'm not in panic mode. But I'm frustrated, and I can understand why people are frustrated.
It's April.
Yeah,
we were last place in July, or June, maybe the first week of July in 2016 when we won the MLS Cup.
And that's fair. That's a fair statement. How reliable is doing that again?
Well,
like from how probable July, I should say,
or June, not because we had the best second half of the season in MLS history.
Yeah,
but from now, beginning of April, easy. And we'll talk more about it. But before that, do you have any F1 scuttlebutt? Because I literally haven't watched the last two races, and I don't even know what's happening.
For you and a couple other listeners who do enjoy F1, Carlos Sainz won the last race, and ooh, Max Verstappen didn't finish it. But neither did either of our Mercedes that we like to follow.
Yeah, so I'll have to go back and watch it then. That sounds great.
Yeah, no, it was a pretty decent race, and it was nice to see Mr. Verstappen not win. I have some soccer scuttlebutt, I guess, for just personally. I was live this weekend. I was holding my baby. For listeners, first-time listeners, I have a 7-week-old at this point. It's April 3rd. And I had it was on Saturday from about, when was the Miami game? Like 4:30? Whatever block of games is at 4:30, right? Well, basically, I watched MLS 360 for the first time.
Ooh.
And I gotta say, I kind of like it.
Yeah, like, it's been getting better and better.
It's like the NFL Red Zone of MLS on Apple TV. And I just had the time to do it. And yeah, it was fun. I want to seem like I know what I'm talking about when we turn on these microphones and talk soccer, but specifically Sounders, obviously I watch every week and follow their news, but the rest of the MLS, especially with my current life with a 4-year-old and a 7-week-old, I don't have the time to watch any other games. So I was like, well, let me watch that. I have the baby in my arms. I'm not getting up for probably 3 hours. Let's do that. And I quite enjoyed it, actually, to get to see what was going on. I watched a little bit of see what Montreal was all about, and I'm not too actually concerned about that matchup, despite what we've been seeing out of our team. And, yeah, so Muffin Top Model's probably not happy that I'm tooting the Apple horn, but I liked it. Good job, MLS 360. I'm a year and a half into it or late, but yeah, I enjoy it.
So let me ask you another soccer question real quick, a little bit of soccer scuttlebutt. Could you support other teams in cities that we have rivals?
So with this.
We have the, like Portland, let's say, like the Portland Trailblazers. I've become a mild Portland Trailblazers fan because I was living down there 10 days a month for 3 years, and I've got friends that are big Portland Trailblazers fans. And I don't feel that they were ever a Sonics rival. There was never a time where both teams were good. Either one team was good and the other was terrible, you know, or they just were both irrelevant. So maybe in the 70s, but not during my lifetime.
Yeah.
So I like the Trailblazers. Obviously, not a big – I wouldn't wear Whitecaps gear. But the Canadian Premier League team, Vancouver FC, is releasing their new kit, which is a – super awesome cherry blossom kit that's
super
basically
awesome
white
cherry blossom
with cherry blossom leaves all over it.
I like it.
Leaves. Is that what you call flower petals?
No, you call them petals.
They got flower petals all over them. And it is absolutely fantastic with a striped black and white collar and armbands, you know, at the bottom of the arms. And if you go find it, I think I'm going to order one because I love it. Could you rock that?
Hold on.
Like,
hold on. We don't have to go find it. You just need to go down to the show description.
Oh.
Click on the link to the Discord because you are going to post it in our Discord.
Amazing. I shall. Also, a portion of the proceeds from every one of them go to Pink Shirt Day charity to combat bullying, which is amazing. But yeah, you'd rock it.
Yeah, I think they're really cool looking. I think that is what... He mentioned Portland. Obviously, he didn't mention the Timbers. I would never root for them. But when they did their rose kit, remember that?
Yeah.
It was like a...
grandma's couch from the 70s.
Exactly. Yeah. They should have done something like this.
Yeah.
Like rose petals, right? Because I honestly, like roses are a solid design...
Yeah, that would have been super cool.
Like, there's a lot of things you can do with that, and roses are just cool, right? I think so. So, cool colors, palettes that you can do with roses. It's a cool-looking flower. You got thorns, although obviously they have their NWSL team, the thorns. But, like, they could have done something like this with roses and had it been like, damn, that's a nice kit.
Because this is also a pretty cool technical digital design, and it's not like the bottom has less of them, and they kind of change shape.
It's like they're falling.
Yeah. And it's really cool. You know me, I'm a fan of other teams' kits, both amazing and ugly, even if I don't support the team. Although I will say, obviously I can't hate them. I do kind of start supporting teams with awesome jerseys. You know what I mean? It helps that like I have friends that are like run the supporter groups of New Mexico United or, you know, friends that were fans of the one in Wisconsin that has the flamingos. You know, it's where the college is in Wisconsin, whatever that one is.
They have colleges in Wisconsin?
Yeah, like University of Wisconsin.
A whole pack of Badgers.
Yeah, or Minneapolis City. I have friends who run their supporter. Like one of my best friends from college runs the supporter group there. They've had amazing. They had an Atmosphere jersey, like the rapper Atmosphere, the rapper
Minneapolis
rapper and. Rap group, I shall say. It's a rapper and a DJ, of course, but who I saw this past summer with famous guest and sometimes host of the show, Nicholas Biella. But I will totally rock this jersey, and I'll post it in the Discord, so check it out. I get it if people are like, I don't know if I could wear a Vancouver's jersey, but you know what? I like Vancouver. It's a cool city to go hang out
in. Vancouver's our escape city.
Yeah.
And probably in the next, probably about 7 months, we're probably going to be trying to make a break for that, my second favorite city on the planet.
Second week of November.
It's always around my birthday, too. He who should not be named was elected or won on my birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
What a terrible birthday.
8 years ago. I know, November 9th.
What age were you at the time? Like, was it a big one?
It was 8 years ago. So it was turned 27.
Okay, so it wasn't like a big one.
Turning 28.
If it had been 28, if it had been 30, that would have. I feel like that would have made me more upset. But
yeah,
because anyway, really, yeah. What matters after 25? 25, you can drive a rental car, and then I feel like it's just on the fives after that.
You know, I don't care about the number. I feel like I just enjoy an excuse to do something for myself or do a trip or something like that. But once you have kids, I feel like for me, that's when I stopped giving a shit because I just want to be left alone for my birthday.
it's a chance for you to be like, all right, everybody else take care of the kids. I'm going to run out and drink beer and watch something that I want to see.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, the best... most recent best birthday was 2019 because I celebrated it on November 10th when we celebrated our second MLS Cup. So, yes. But anyway, back to your thing. I think if I had more expendable income, I would be all for especially that kind of tier of clubs where there's just a lot more, I don't know, community inspired creativity when you get those smaller clubs instead of the bigger ones that are all about like global marketing attempts, right? We want to, or be as simple and clean as possible. Like, I like our new branding. I think there could be more to it, right? I like stuff that is a little bit more subtle.
Let me give you a little preview into the Sounders world without giving you any real information. The next kit that is coming, when we lose the Bruce Lee kit next year, will be another community kit that also fulfills your wants and needs of local communities.
Pearl Jam. It's going to be a Pearl Jam kit.
Yeah.
May 28th.
It's going to be a Depeche Mode and Pearl Jam kit with – I'm just kidding. It's not – I will not say what it is or isn't, but come on. You really think they're going to do more music kits? I'm just saying it's a community kit, and they have hit it out of the park with – the story that is going to be told and the design.
Cool.
So stay tuned, friends. We are
thanks for the 11 year months long away tease.
From finding out what it is.
This is like our friendship in a nutshell. It's like, oh, I got something cool to tell you, but I can't tell you.
Oh, I do have one more scuttlebutt piece if it's okay.
Yeah, and then let's get into some therapy.
You and I have been talking about a project that we are going to be working on. And it's going to happen regardless of who hops on board and helps us produce, executive produce. It just I will self-fund it if need be. So we have an exciting project coming up. But I wanted to make sure that you were able to do the project in style. So I cannot speak to the – how should I put it? Provenance of where these came from or what – or the accuracy of the products. However, I have a gift for you, and I know this isn't a visual podcast, but I will show you and hear your reaction, and then we can also post it on there. So,
what's going on?
I have for you.
Oh, those are filthy. There's Kobe's.
Some Kobe's with Bruce Lee's autograph on it. To wear with the Sounders Bruce Lee kit.
I'm in tears. Oh my God. Dude.
So I can't speak to the provenance. I can't speak to the authenticity, but I can say
I don't care.
From my eyes, these look, feel, smell, and will be celebrated in a style that is everything you love. Sounders, Kobe, and a little bit of Bruce Lee.
Oh, man. Those are awesome. Thank you, dude. Yeah, those on the Discord.
I got myself a pair that are the reverse ones. They're more fabric rather than this rubbery material that they make these ones out of because it's just a different design. I thought we shouldn't have the same shoes. Basically, I was like, "You need these original ones, and I'll get the alts."
Oh, so, dude, those are so awesome.
They're size 12. They should fit you, but either way, they'll be good.
Fuck, they're for you. Awesome, thank you, man.
You're welcome.
Oh, tear to my eye. Thanks for the bit of happiness there.
Yeah, because this might not be happiness otherwise.
Well, so I posted on, let's get into some therapy. I did some, the Frasier theme song or the lyrics that they used for the Frasier theme song, because obviously that was a show based out of Seattle. And what he does is therapy, right? We don't have anyone that can call him, but I did post on Twitter just after the match. And I said, what are you most concerned about? Mm. And we got some replies. So, I wonder, did we get any on our Discord as well?
I think there was at least one, maybe multiple. We can look let's start out with those and then we can go from there.
Yeah, it's Muffin Top Model who also responded to my Twitter, so let's make sure it's not the same thing, but I'll read his first off of Discord. Mm-hmm. So again, what are you guys concerned about? Muffin Top Model. Excuse me. We will turn this around before it's too late and fans no longer care. Anger greater than apathy. So, and then he says something else about New Who. So let's answer that one and then we'll go to his.
Same ones that are in the mailbag. So, okay. And then we also have Patrick GC stepping up and giving us one. Mm-hmm.
So your take, will we turn this around before it's too late and the fans will no longer care because their anger was too great?
This is interesting because this is a conversation that I had that he was a part of at the Alliance Council meeting last night. And it wasn't in this context necessarily. It was about, you know, season ticket holder value. How are they being treated by the Sounders? Stuff like that. And the question became, what's worse, anger or apathy? And I've got to admit it. I mean, obviously, I'm still a passionate fan, right? I run a supporter group. I run president of the Lions Council. We're doing this podcast. But I feel apathetic a bit right now. I'm not excited to go to the Sounders game this weekend. Like, where's Montreal in the standings? They're not the team they were, right? They were terrible. They're 10th. They have two wins, one draw, two losses. That's still, what, 6 points more than us?
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
Four.
Apathy is way worse than anger. Because apathy means that you don't care anymore. I am not sure. Well, A, can we turn it around? Yes. We will get into that more fully in a little bit, I think, as we go through the therapy part of it. Because I'd like to make that a bigger conversation that we have mutually. But, B, I mean, it is the worst start of ever in Sounders history. But again, it's April. You win the next three games and suddenly you're right there. I mean, LA Galaxy is probably the best team in the league. And, well, I guess here's my optimism. Other than the first 4 minutes or whatever, where we should have given up two or three goals and luckily only gave up one, we ended up dominating that game.
Yeah.
Now, was it because of the rain? Did that give us an advantage because we know how to play in it better? They seemed fine in the rain in the beginning, though. Also, the rain let up a little. Yeah. Did we score a goal? No, but we saw a ball movement that we've never seen before from this Sounders team other than when De La Vega was out there. Mm-hmm. So for me, yeah, if we can turn it around in end of June, beginning of July, we can turn it around now. We can turn around in a month. We should be hitting the panic button if we go. I mean, I guess I'd have to. We have Dallas after this, and I forget who we're playing after that. If we lose the next two matches, that's a different story. But I think you'd see changes then. So, yeah, I think we can turn it around. And people are angry. They're not apathetic. They're just not. I'm apathetic because I feel defeated. But that's because I'm a Mariners fan. And growing up a Seattle sports fan, all you do is get defeated. People younger than me, although you're just old enough, I think, that you are used to Seattle being a city of losers. but people a little bit younger than you don't know Seattle is a city where you either suck all the time or you are on the cusp of winning a championship and just blow it. Other than one Super Bowl. Outside of that, they're used to us winning over and over and over again, whether it's Sounders, whether it's Storm, whether it's Seahawks, whether it's not Mariners, whether it's rugby, the rugby team. Kraken made the playoffs last year, had a great run. We're angry because we care. Right? What do you think?
Yep. Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I won't lose any sleep. One, because I'm not sleeping. but I won't lose any sleep if we lose some fans by the end of the season because they stopped caring. Because then they weren't fans I think I want to be around anyway. You know? Yeah. I mean, it sucked for ticket sales, I guess. But I mean, was that just a bandwagon fan, right? And yeah. I don't surround myself with those fans. Nicholas, these are my Sounders friends, Tor. Yeah. So those are the ones that are angry with what's going on right now. But you're not always going to be happy with your team. Sometimes you're going to be middle of the road. Sometimes you're going to be angry with what they're doing. Sometimes you're going to be happy with what they're doing. I still have confidence in this franchise, in this club, in this season, that we are going to produce something. And if people fall off the bandwagon because they stop caring, well, you never really were invested in the first place.
And the biggest reason
being angry, that's fine with me.
Yeah. Biggest even teams rule lose is injuries, so they don't have their starters. I think that's in general in soccer, but in MLS especially, that's been a stat that's been true for a long time.
Yeah.
Now we have other scuttlebutt that questions about how we're using the players we have, but my thing is, we haven't had JP, we haven't had Rusnak healthy. I mean, he was back in LA, and you saw us actually play well and play dangerous. We haven't had. We've always been missing players.
Yeah.
So.
And it hasn't been the same players too. We've had players get red cards and then players get injured before a match that we weren't expecting.
Obed. So before we get to the new question from Muffin Top Model, I would like to throw.
Well, no, the answer it's an easy one. Let's go ahead. Well, but I feel like
I think it's part of a bigger conversation about our lineups, our teams, and that's Patrick GC's question. Smetcher's, he's worried about Smetcher's lineup decisions and subs. The last two games, though, I think we've seen the subs be fantastic. Danny Masofsky, I can never say his name, scored
Cody
a goal.
Baker to Danny Masofsky.
Scored a great, I mean, almost scored a goal here. I think considering what he has, you know me, I'm quick to criticize Brian when I think he's wrong. What else is he going to do?
Yeah.
I mean, we could say, Christian should always be back at the six. But that's not where Christian wants to play. Christian says he will play wherever he's told to play because he's a team player. That's who he is as a person. He doesn't want to play at the six. And honestly, if we have our full complement, even without JP, our full complement of other sixes, Rusnak is probably the better option back there than him, depending on who we have elsewise in the midfield. If you have De La Vega, put Rusnak back there rather than Christian and put Christian on the wing. So I just don't know what else Brian can do. And I actually liked his subs, and we've seen that as he's subbed in younger players, we've seen Cody Baker have an impact. We've seen Danny have an impact. We've seen Leyva, the other Danny, come in and make some amazing passes. The last two games, only the last two.
Yeah.
What about you? Are you frustrated with Schmetzer? I mean, I feel like I don't love every decision, but I just don't know what else he can do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have an answer for what he should do, so I can't be too upset with what he's doing and where he's trying shit. I do like, and he kind of mentioned it at training, to Nico Moreno, that he he did actually like what Alex did when Alex moved into the midfield role, mm-hmm. the CDM role where Christian had started, and Christian went back to the wing. And I actually liked that too. I noted that on my phone to bring up on the show. That I was like, oh, that's interesting. I never really considered that. And I actually like that a little bit better because Christian is better higher up. I think he's our other than JP, I would think that he's our best midfield option to replace him with what we have right now. But then it wasn't quite working until that little switch happened. And then you saw him free up a little bit more and we're playing pretty well. And honestly, that whole performance last week against LA Galaxy was a draw performance. Jordan should have scored.
Yeah. And that's something I want to talk about roster rather than and then Nuhu, but I'm going to agree with everything you said. I do think Alex, that's not his most comfortable position right though. He plays right back and right mid for
No, not at all. I've never seen him there.
Yeah. So, but it could be an interesting thing. Getting to the roster, Nuhu question was, will he have more gesticulations or blaming others for his mistakes?
I'm heading to the casino today. What's the over under on Nuhu gesticulations and blaming others for his mistakes? And the answer is 7.
but for me, it's a larger, is Jordan a player we can count on? Is Nuhu a player that should be here after the midseason? Those are my questions. I came away from that game mad at Jordan, but he was mad at himself, so that's not. Mm-hmm. But I also think moving Jordan to the wing was an improvement. We saw more ball movement. So I love Jordan Morris. I'm not saying we need to get rid of him, but he's got to score those damn goals. And I would like to to find a replacement to move on from Nuhu.
I agree with that. That it's getting old. It's getting old. Some other things people are concerned about: every single thing happening off the field. What's happening off the field?
I don't know if they mean signings. I'm not sure. There's a pretty funny joke, and I don't know if it was real or when it was from, but something about Christian announcing that his wife is pregnant and saying, well, at least people are able to score off the field, if not on it.
Ooh. Giggity, giggity.
I haven't heard any off the field chatter around anything.
Maybe that meant on the field.
I'd like to hear more. Yeah. What other options you might have to bring up, but I will say I love Stefan Fry. I think he's an awesome dude. I've hung out with him at, you know, parties the Sounders have put on. He's always been open and kind and told us stuff that he probably shouldn't have because he just likes to talk about stuff that's cool and, you know, getting lots of behind the scenes stuff. But I think right now, until he is fully in the run of play, we need Andrew Thomas back there. I said that last week. I stand by. Mm-hmm. We should send Fry down to AAA, get him some time with Defiance, and get him back to full match speed and go from there.
Yeah, that was tough to see. It was tough to watch. I love Fry as well. I do want him there for the rest of the season if he is 100%. And that was rough, man. Because that could have been a win, actually, the way everything played out. Now, I hate actually saying that because the butterfly effect. They score that goal. We react differently. They don't score that goal and we score. We react differently. Things change. But it was a close match. So for that one goal to go in and Jordan's to miss is like, oh, that's the loss.
Jordan's miss was unbelievable. I don't know how you miss that with the position you're in and especially him. That's my problem is before he wouldn't shoot. Now he usually shoots it, but shoots it to the wrong place. So.
He's no problem touching the ball. Hulk Hogan here.
Look at the way he reacted to that, though. He knew that. He's mad at himself. I mean, he's not brushing that off. He knew he just lost us the game.
Yeah, at least he wasn't apathetic about it. Yeah. Another reply to our what concerns you, Hulk Hogan says, strikers for us. I actually am really happy with Raul's performance. He doesn't have the support around him right now. And what he is getting, normally he may be, I don't know how much better he can play with who he's playing with right now with this situation.
Agreed.
He looks great.
And I think using Danny Masofsky as a sub coming on has been fantastic as well. He's shown beyond the one game against Colorado where he was a solo up top with everyone else playing defense, essentially. It was like a 9-0-0-1. he needed to stretch that defense a little better, even though we were down a man. He's been fantastic, and I think he's proved to be the right move for what we needed as an impact player off the bench. So I know this episode is probably going to be a little shorter than some of our other episodes, but you know, you as a new father need time with your children. And so I want to ask you, what was your biggest takeaway from the match?
My biggest takeaway from the match?
Mm-hmm. What are you?
My biggest takeaway is that we are. My biggest takeaway is we're not a terrible team. We're in a terrible spot. That's it. Yeah. We're not a terrible team. We're in a terrible spot. We'll get out of it. It's temporary. Just like the woes of early childhood, infancy. A lot of my time with my 7 week old is actually pretty terrible. She doesn't smile yet. She can't hold her head up. She's crying. She has gas. She's colicky. Doesn't sleep a lot. Neither do we. It's not very fun, but it's temporary. By this time in November, we're going to be in a different place.
You just described me and pretended like it was your child.
Well, I don't have to wipe your ass, so.
Thank God. Oh, maybe maybe when we're in the old folks' home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, totally agreed. Totally agreed.
If we're in the old folks' home, I'm not wiping your ass. I don't work there.
Totally agreed. And I think what I saw in that second half, and more importantly, the fight from the players, like we saw a fight in San Jose, but this was like, there was almost swagger to it. Like, oh, we're going to score. Now we didn't. And so we need to, I'm not one to, you know, was it hand shoes, horseshoes and hand grenades. Like there's no such thing as close except for in horseshoes and hand grenades. Yeah. I'm not usually like, we still lost, but it's a full season. And I think this was a moral victory. So I'm happy about it. Now, last thing, we are playing this weekend at home against Montreal. They were like one of the worst teams in MLS history last year. They're not that right now. What's your prediction?
At home, we need a win. I'm willing it. We need a win. I don't think it'll be pretty, but we'll make it happen. I don't think it'll be a clean sheet either. And I can't even think of a prediction right now. I mean, they've all been way off. But we need a win.
Do you think we're going to score three goals?
I don't.
So you're saying 2-1?
One or two. Potentially, yeah.
Okay.
I guess that falls, and it can only be a 2-1 based on what I said. Yeah,
I'll go with the 1-0 victory. I think our defense is still strong despite making mistakes. A lot of the stuff that we've seen have been just crazy goals early on. I don't think they're as bad as they've shown, and I'd love to see Nathan get out there and get some chance next to Yamar, and see that. Yeah. And you know. People are probably happy in our Discord too because we saw some Rothrock last game and we might see some more this game. But I'm going 1-0 Sounders.
Yeah. I like it. I just want to give Nick Steffi and Daniel Pivetto on Twitter, who responded, a shout out a little bit. We're not going to answer your questions, but you've probably, if you've listened to the show, you've answered their question. They're concerned about Weibel and the roster construction and not being.
Oh, yeah, that's a longer conversation than I think we can have today. But simply because, you know, you've got baby duties, and let's tackle that next time when we can have a little more time and don't need
that's
to,
a more holistic issue to discuss too, right? That's not just this performance right now. I mean, if their concerns are valid, well, they are valid, but if they're fruitful, if we don't make the playoffs again, we're looking at these concerns here.
But my short answer is,
especially if we don't do anything in the off season,
if we get rid of injuries, then, I think our roster construction is fantastic. And this is this may be the strongest, deepest roster we've had. You and I have talked about this. We were on that, was it Houston podcast?
Yeah. No, so, it was just the Designated Players podcast. They covered all of them.
Yeah, that's right.
But and that was big. We have great depth if one person goes down, not when the entire best 11 goes down.
So, but I mean, I think we can delve into that more. There's a bunch there to talk about. So yeah, we will get to roster construction and Craig. And I mean, I think I maybe have a little more insight because I get to have regular conversations with Craig through Alliance Council stuff. And I'm not riding for him like I rode for Garth. I believed in Garth. I talked the gospel of Garth. I'm not there with Craig, but I'm happy with the things I hear from him. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you're not too concerned about Craig, then neither am I. Well, where can Seattle, they find you? We were listening.
Oh, you need. I didn't mean to interrupt
your Frazier thing.
I know. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Now you fucked it up.
Please, no. Please do it. I'll give you your space. Go ahead.
I don't even know what I was going to do. I've lost it. You know, let's go toss some salad and scrambled eggs. What is a boy to do?
They can get me.
Well, you can find me. Oh, fuck you, Cam. You're ruining this whole thing.
I'm terrible tonight. I am terrible. Well, don't blame me. I went and saw the Mariners play today. So, Aaron, where can they find you on the interwebs?
On X, AARONLINGLEY. Where can they find you?
Legal Minded Punk, wherever your social medias may take you.
All right, James, take us away.
Thanks, James.
You can follow the Sounders Scuttlebutt podcast on Twitter at @SSFCScuttlebutt. And for all inquiries, including questions for the gents or sponsorship opportunities, please email contact@scuttlebuttproductions.com. Be sure to subscribe to the show for new episodes following every Sounders FC match. And don't forget to share your feedback by rating and reviewing. And you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at BritVoxus. That's BritVoxUS. We'll see you at Lumen, and go Sounders.
Alexa, who's the best MLS team of all time?
The Seattle Sounders are both unequivocally and irrefutably the best MLS team of all time.